Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the Morning.
Good morning. It's now 35 minutes past the hour. Wednesday morning underway. So glad you're with us on the Faith Radio Network. Vacations are mostly past tense at this point in the year. Students are headed back to school, and now things get really, really busy, probably right on through the end of the year. And just you wait till we get a few days before Thanksgiving and then again into the holiday shopping season. How do we struggle and how do we manage to accomplish a balance between work and home life? Joining us to address the issue, a lady for whom these kinds of challenges are not unfamiliar. Erin Smalley is a clinical counselor. She has authored several books. She's also the mom to several kids, and she's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. Erin Smalley, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, as always.
Home life, work life. Wow, you've had to contemplate that a few times, I suspect.
Oh, yes, have I ever. You know, in the middle of this season, I'm in the season, and I have kids from, one just graduated from college, and I have one in a senior in high school, junior high, and a second grader. Mm-hmm. And I work at Focus on the Family here with my husband, Greg. And often there are days that I just think, I don't know how I'm going to get all of this done or do it well. And is there really, truly a way of balancing it is often the question I end up with.
I'm glad to know that even you have to ask that question from time to time, like the rest of us. How do you formulate an answer? I mean, we'd like to think that there's a balance there, but sometimes that probably seems elusive to a lot of us. How about for you?
Absolutely. It is. I agree with it being very elusive because it's day to day that I have to kind of check in with myself and see how am I doing as an individual, because in order to show up well at home, in order to show up well at work, I have to be full of God's love, full of the Holy Spirit. I've got to be cared for spiritually, intellectually, physically, emotionally. And so often I step back and go, how am I doing with that? Because as women, I mean, and research is showing this, that we are reporting a higher stress level than we ever have in the history of the United States. We're reporting more stress on us as women because typically what they find is that even if you're working full-time outside the house, you are doing equally as much at home as you did prior to working full-time. So there's a lot of pressure on a woman in just so important if you find yourself in the same shoes I find myself, mm-hmm. that we have to make sure that we are well cared for, that we're full and that we're giving from a place of abundance instead of an empty barrel.
Erin Smalley is a clinical counselor. She's also a wife and a mom. She's also authored several books, one of which is entitled Grown Up Girlfriends, Finding and Keeping Real Friends in the Real World. And Erin, you've made reference to this notion of self-care, specifically for the woman, I suppose, but for men as well. You've mentioned that a couple of times. What role do real friends in the real world play in that self-care process?
You know, I could not stress this more because what research is also finding that when we get busy as women, we decide that, you know what, we don't need to take the time to go out and be with girlfriends. Well, honestly, I could not disagree with that more because what I have found personally and what has been reported is that being with your female friends gives you and fills you in a way that nothing else is going to. There's a role that they play in our life. They have actually found that when we're stressed, we release oxytocin, and when it mixes with estrogen, it actually drives us toward other women to be in relationship and friendship. And when men do the same thing when they're stressed, they release oxytocin, but when it mixes with testosterone, it actually causes them to isolate. So in essence, they call it the tend and befriend hormone because that's what it does to us, mm-hmm. as women. Thus, I go, okay, God put that in us for a reason. He knows that as women, we need each other, that we can validate each other in a way that typically our husbands don't. They do, you know, our husbands are a whole nother story. I mean, such a blessing, and they give so much to us. But there is a need. Our physiology shows that we benefit. There's a stress reduction physiologically in us as women when we get together and value those friendships.
It's very interesting. Erin Smalley, clinical counselor on our newsline here on the Austin Hill in the Morning program. So the guy crawling into the man cave, to use a metaphor, and the woman needing to talk it out with her friends, there's a gender distinction there, but you're saying there's actually a biochemical reason for that, at least on some level anyway. Did I get that correctly?
Yes, you're absolutely right that really, and often couples are frustrated because they're like, well, I'm stressed, and as a woman, I want to talk this out, and my husband comes home, and he's stressed, and all he wants to do is go into his man cave, exactly
right.
Like you said.
Right.
And thus, when we're unaware of the physiology, the differences, and how God created us, then it can become a real frustration, versus recognizing that, really, one of the healthiest things I can do is you know, do that. Spend time. Befriend my female friends, girlfriends. You know, have a coffee date. And, you know, up that on the priority list because it's going to help you in all areas of your life. They're actually finding that the people who are living longer, they report having great friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth fighting for that time. And it gives you more, you have more to offer to your family and then at work.
Now, most of the men listening to our conversation, Erin, if they're honest with themselves, especially the guys who are husbands and fathers, we'd have to admit that when our wives step out for an hour or more, whether it's to go out with friends or not, the household usually collapses and spirals into a state of chaos. But seriously, I got to believe that some women actually, maybe that holds them back. They're concerned, well, gosh, will my husband step up to the plate here? Will he take care of the kids properly, or will things get done if I am gone for a while? Is that a pressure that some women face?
Absolutely. And I know what I've learned to do is say, you know what? We're both parents. We're partners. We're partners in crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I leave, you know, Greg's on task. And if things happen, he's going to deal with them. If it's not done the way I want it to be done, you know, if they're not bathed at exactly the time I wanted the kids to be bathed or put to bed, you know, is it a tragedy? No, it's letting Greg do things the way he does it
mm-hmm.
versus demanding that it's done the way I want it or staying there and giving up the time that would actually allow me to care for him and for my children better.
Yeah, very interesting. Erin Smalley, speak to the men and the women listening to us individually. Let's start with the men. What can guys, particularly those of us who are husbands and fathers, do to maybe take better care of ourselves, but also to create an environment where our wives can take better care of themselves?
You know, as a husband, as a dad, there is not one thing you could do more that would mean more to your wife than to say, hey, sweets, you know, Tuesday night, I don't have a single thing. I want you to go out. And, you know, she may say, you know what, I just want to take that time and use it just to decompress by myself. But he may say, you know what, I really, you know, I want you to go out with so-and-so, with Sally, because, you know, you guys have such a fun time together. You're going to go, you're going to laugh, and then you're going to come home, and they'll see she's in a better mood when she gets home before she left.
Mm-hmm. And for the guy who knows nothing besides retreat to the man cave or go off and do your little outdoor expedition, whatever it is, on your own, what do you say to that?
And my husband is, you know, he's introverted. He works long hours. He comes home. He's got four kids. And he's got me to deal with, you know, that he's learning, he's seeing the importance, he's learning to value the importance of friendship in his life as well. And he sees that when he is with other men, you know, really, it doesn't have to be a formalized, you know, accountability group. It can be just hanging out and, you know, having good conversation about how's life, you know, what's really going on, you know, where are you struggling? And not so much the accountability, but just life together, that he is a better husband as well,
mm-hmm.
a better dad. He has more to give. It gives him an outlet besides me because I can't meet all of his needs. That's not what it was even created to look like. You have to value these other relationships.
Erin Smalley, she is a clinical counselor, author of the book Grown Up Girlfriends, among many other books. And she's a wife and she's a mom. She knows of what she speaks when she speaks to balancing home and work life. Erin, as always, great fun and great insights. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We've got info on your book at myfaithradio.com, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
45 minutes past the hour. Wednesday is underway. It's the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill. Glad you're with us. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.